You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie, my name is Rachel. It's lovely to have you here, and it's also very lovely to have Ferroswami on the line. Morena, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm amazing. Blessed, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. It's just so great to be able to chat to you about a very cool thing that is happening in the near future, which is the Phoenix Summit, which we will talk about in a minute. But I also just wanted to say it's awesome to have you on for all of the mahi that you have been doing as part of the Black Lives Matter protests that we've been seeing in Tamaki Makaurau. So how have you been feeling in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's crazy because I'm the son of activists. Mm-hmm. My sister's an activist, but I was never one myself. I'm a songwriter. I'm a musician, you know. But I think I started noticing that we should do something because in New Zealand, the biggest thing that people don't realize is there's a massive African community here. Mm. And so when we're seeing people who look like our parents and our cousins and our family, or people who look like ourselves, just being tormented in public on camera for you know, decades, and for us it's a real pain. And so to hear a lot of people say this isn't our problem, it's an American problem, just sort of made us realize how unseen we are. So I guess it was time to sort of let people know, look, we're here. And then also for the African community, it was super cool to just have other cultures come together in solidarity for them and show them actually this is, you know, racism is a systemic issue.
Yeah.
Especially here, it's not on a social level. We're all pretty much cool people, you know.
it's a really interesting thing, and I think a conversation that New Zealand has sort of had before, and we have periodically, but we seem to kind of keep missing the moment sometimes. And I feel kind of like maybe right now is a hopeful moment, in the sense that we're seeing a really broad spectrum of people cottoning on to what is going on. What's giving you hope at the moment?
Hey man, I have faith in love, man. It sounds hippie-ish, but love was here before we came, and it'll be here long after us, man. And that gives me solace, you know, because I'm super spiritual. And so for me, I see what is happening in the 3D realm, and I understand what is happening on Earth is a part of this massive spiritual awakening. Mm. And this is a part of our next phase of evolution as humanity. All these old systems, such as colonialism, imperialism, racism, sexism, you know, all these isms.
Mm.
It's a time that we really look within ourselves and realize that a lot of these were just chains that were tying us to an old paradigm. And so it's just super cool to see the whole world waking up. A part of that is chaos, and a part of that is turmoil, and a part of that is a lot of pain. But pain is always there. It's just we've been super negligent and ignorant towards it. And now these conversations are happening, which is super healthy, you know?
And how do we keep these conversations going? Because it's quite easy, I guess, to have these chats when things are trending, when you've got hashtags going around, when it's the first thing in the news cycle. But how do we keep these conversations going when it isn't necessarily the first thing we see when we open our laptops or turn on the TV?
Sure. So these conversations keep going. That dialogue has to be internal within ourselves. We have to check ourselves every day about everything, because it's easy to just... A lot of people think keeping the conversation going means sitting here as a whistleblower, calling out every Tom, Dick, and Harry who says something that's borderline racist. Mm. That's not what it's about. It's about us looking internally within ourselves and seeing how we're either contributing to these isms or dismantling them.
Mm.
For example, like being an Ethiopian, as an African man, I grew up super homophobic. I was raised that way, you know? And I had to be super, I had to confront myself and be super honest about why I think the thoughts that I think and say the comments that I say, and how insensitive they are towards people who actually are gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I had to dismantle that within myself. And so I think something we have to really look at is race. If you hated me because I'm black, that's not racism. That's prejudice and discrimination, okay? That's not racism. Racism is to oppress a whole race generationally using a system of institutions, of work, your workplace, your schooling. And so I think for me, keeping the dialogue going means all of us sort of looking around our office spaces and being like, how diverse is my company?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many black people are in my company? How many gay people are in my company? How many trans people do we have? And that doesn't mean firing half your stuff and hiring those sorts of people all of a sudden. That's performative action, you know? It's just about long-term, long-lasting change. And the best way to do that, honestly, is for each individual to look within themselves.
That's a really, really interesting thought, and definitely something that everybody should be doing. As you're saying, we've got to keep holding ourselves accountable. I'm really interested in asking you how you got interested in music. Was it something you always knew you wanted to do, or did it kind of happen one day? How did it come about?
The French call it l'appel du vide, calling from the void. My name, Mez, is actually, my Faraswami is my artist moniker. Mm-hmm. My real name is Mezmora. And Mezmora is an ancient Amharic name for music. And my last name, Takista, means has been prophesied. So I was literally named music has been prophesied since birth.
Well, there you go. So it really was a calling.
Yeah, it really was, man. But throughout life, it's the only place I found solace. It was my only sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
I have synesthesia, so when I listen to music, my experience is super different. I feel things. I can feel colors, like a touch, the same way you would feel a carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I can genuinely feel colors on the surface of my skin. I can see and hear and smell things when I listen to music. So I don't know, man. I've just always gravitated towards it, and it's crazy because the first 8 years of my music career, I spent super like chasing things,
mm-hmm.
Looking for validation, looking for, you know, promotion and networks, and I was always just chasing something, man. But in the last year to year and a half, I've super just taken the inward journey of self-acceptance and self-love and really doing the inner work. And the moment I have become more present and more myself and in tune, I've just been attracting things rather than chasing it. It's super cool.
That's really cool. That is really cool to see. It's also awesome to hear about the synesthesia thing as well. I think you hear about people who've got it, and it's kind of, everybody has like a physical reaction to music, but that is really like such a different way of experiencing things. It must make the process of writing quite interesting for you.
Yeah, it really does, because for me, I know when I'm, and that's what's frustrating, because based on what I'm feeling and seeing, what I've, like, when I hear a song that's like not big or hasn't popped off, I'm like, oh my god, this is actually like a song. It's a beautiful song. And then I listen to all these songs on the radio a lot of the times, and they're just such low vibrational frequencies that I don't feel anything. Like, I literally feel, I see no colors. I feel nothing. And they're just playing them 24/7. And it blows my mind, the metric in which we judge what's successful and what's not. Because I feel like it should be based on how it makes you feel, you know? But yeah, I don't know. It's cool, man. It's a cool experience.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. Well, you are going to be part of the Phoenix Summit Rising, which is happening on July the 3rd, so tomorrow, in fact, alongside a whole bunch of really awesome people from across the music and creative industries. You've got Peter Dickens from Music Helps. You've got Rachel Matida, who is a photographer. You've got a whole bunch of awesome people who are going to be having a chat about various creative industries. Are you looking forward to it?
Man, it's crazy because the organizers of Phoenix Summit, I'm like the utmost respect for, because that's the sort of thing that music industry, in fact, just any the industries here in New Zealand need. It's educational, it's informative, it connects people of all levels, people from, you know, like CEOs and people at the top of the chain, right down to nobody's just producing from their bedroom like me. It puts us in a room and just really allows us to absorb information and knowledge from each other, and that's honestly such an amazing platform. When they first launched, I was like, wow, this is crazy. I hope to talk there one day when I've cracked it, you know, and it's crazy. Like,
here we are.
Later, here we are.
Hey, well, I hope it goes really well tomorrow, and thank you for all of the amazing work that you and your friends have been doing. It's a really awesome thing to see. We'll keep up that hard work within ourselves as well, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, Mez.
Yes, ma'am, I look forward to it, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Cheers. Yeah, we're going to play your track, Beautiful Doses, featuring Jaden Leaf now. This is Swami.
By the way, Jaden Leaf's got a song coming out on Sunday, which I think is going to blow up.
Oh, awesome.
Campaigns for it. It's super crazy. It's called Shine by Jaden Leaf. Honestly, just keep an eye on Sunday for it somehow. I'll be promoting it online.
Fantastic.
Different. When we initially wrote it for Justin Timberlake featuring Pharrell, but we couldn't end up making that connect, so we just made it himself.
Aiming high is a good way to go.
Yeah, always, always. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
You too.
True forever. In a burning room, never mind what they consume. Rockstar, how you like the room? Cobain on a lonely plane, yeah. I feel the hot, I feel the moon, yeah. Feel the vibe, I feel the cold, yeah. I'm feeling right, I'm getting old. Alone, wolf inside the mind of an indigo. I finna slow dance in a burning room. It's never mind what they consume. Rockstar, how you like the room?
That was Pharoahswamy and Jaden Leaf, Beautiful Doses. Thank you so much to Mez, a.k.a. Pharoahswamy, for having a chat to us about all the amazing mahi that he and his friends have been putting into the Black Lives Matter protests that we've seen in Auckland in the last couple of weeks, and also the Phoenix Summit, which you can catch him speaking at tomorrow. You can get tickets from Eventbrite. It's down at the Wynyard Pavilion on Jellicoe Street, and it is from, 15? In the I can't do the maths in my head. 3 p.m. 3 p.m.
Yep.
3 p.m. till 6 p.m.
3 till 6.
Yeah. God, it's a good thing I'm not like a pilot or something, eh? And you have to know all of that stuff. Or in the army, I'd be terrible in all of those jobs. It's happening from 3 p.m. tomorrow, and it's going to be awesome. There are some other great speakers chatting too, and you can find out more information about it on Facebook if you just search up Phoenix Summit Rising. You'll see all the details there. So thank you again to Mez.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.